Okay. Shechyonu v'kiyamanu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. The new chabur is very exciting. So we're going to discuss tonight the sugya of minhag tov binding mitam neder. It came up on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf was tezvav. Yeah. Okay. So it came up on daf tezvav. So we're just going to get back into the Gemara quickly, briefly, and then we'll go right into the sugya. So again, the Mishnah on daf yud dalet amud beis on 14b said. That part is not on the source sheet. Konim shani yashin, shani medaber, shani mahalach. So the Mishnah said, if a person takes a neder, that which I sleep, that which I speak, that which I walk. So the Mishnah says, har zebelo yachal devar. Sounds like that's binding. So the Gemara on Daf Tezvav Menal is very bothered by a question. We know one of the basics, the first thing we learned about Nadarim, the difference between Nadarim and Shavuos, is Nadarim is chal on the cheftza, and Shavua is chal on the gavra, beis on beis, right? So what's the major nafkamina? The major nafkamina of that is how to formulate a neder versus a shvua. A shvua is always formulated into prohibiting yourself from doing something. I won't do this. I take shvua that I won't do this, that I will do this. And a neder is always formulated in terms of prohibiting the chefza, the object. So the Mishnah is bothered by a question. This is going to come up the entire Masechta, so you got to get that down. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is bothered. Sha'ani yashin, sha'ani medaber, sha'ani mehalech. That's not a chefza. That's not a davar sheyesh bo mamish. Sleep, speech, and walking is an act. It's not a chefza. It's not a davar sheyesh bo mamish. So how is that nether binding?
And how do you know konam is nether? I don't know what's nether, what's shua.
Because the lashon of konam is one of the kinuyim.
Right.
Konam, konach, konas.
That's all neder. Shua is only lashon shua.
Exactly. Yeah. And also depends how you formulate it. So she'ani is ma she'ani, that which I will sleep. So that's as opposed to like I won't do something. She'ani, right? The Ran says that a few times. She'ani versus she'ani is the shua versus neder. She'ani, I won't, as opposed to she'ani, that which I will, is a formulation of a neder. So the Gemara is bothered by a question. Here it's a davar she'ein bo mamish. So how can the Mishnah say that the neder is chal when you take a neder on sleep, walking, and speech? So the Gemara gives a few terutzim. The terutz of the Gemara that we're going to focus on is the maskan of the Gemara, and this is source one here on the Mar Makom Mishit. Ravina Amar le'olam kidiksani. So really, you have to read the Mishnah straight, that the nusach of the neder is sha'ani yoshin, sha'ani medaber, sha'ani mehalich. The question is, it's a davar she'ein bo mamish, so why is the neder going to be chal? So says the Gemara, umay bal yachel, midrabanan. You're right, on a doraisa level, the neder is not going to be binding, because midoraisa, for a neder to be chal, it has to be chal on a cheftza. You have to formulate it as, I am asring an object on myself. Here, where you didn't asr an object, you asr a pu'ula, an act. So that's going to only be binding midrabanan. Asks the Gemara, umika bal yachal midrabanan. Do we have such a concept of bal yachal midrabanan? We have nidar midaraisa. Who says we have nidar midrabanan? So says the Gemara, we do. In Vahatanya, we have a braisa. This is Beloshim Nechusa. Vahatanya is a proof. Dvarm hamutarim, v'achirim nahogu behem iser. If you have something that's mutter, and others observed, acted as if the thing was prohibited, iata rashai lahatiran bifneihem, you can't act as if it's mutter. Meaning, it sounds like something that which be'etzem is mutter, but there are those who are nohig, those who practiced it as if it was usr, they have to observe it as usr. They can't start being matir of the thing. We'll see some examples of this, but for now, let's assume that they thought that a certain day is a good day to not drink wine. We like to drink. We live in Los Angeles. We love drinking. But we're not going to drink the other one, the other neighborhood.
Not drinking, yeah. Not drinking the other.
Oh. So we love drinking, but we're not going to drink on a certain day. So
the other answer was like at my eye, you make the object.
Exactly. But we're going to focus. Ravina is the maskan of the Gemara. Ravina is the halach lamaisa. So the Gemara says that we have a concept of minhag midrabanan like this, a neder midrabanan like a minhag. That's something that's really mutter, but there were those who practiced as if it was usr. That's binding as a neder midrabanan. Shneamar lo yachal devaro. So what it sounds like from this Gemara is that it's true. We sometimes have nedarim which are midrabbanan. What is a neder midrabbanan? Something which is mutter, but you practiced, your minhag was to treat it as if it was asr. So take a look in source 2, the Ran, all the way at the end of the Masechta, and daf pe'alf and beis, quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda Kohen, who spells this out, that you see from this Gemara, a very important halacha. Umikan hay omer Rabbeinu Yehuda Kohen zal, she'im nahag adam shalolech al-basar v'shalolech tos yayim b'zman miyuchad, if a person was nohag to not eat meat, or not to drink wine on a certain day, as an act of precious, Veshuv wrote to Lishtos Yayin, Olech Obasar, and then the person wants to retract on that practice. He wants to undo that minhug. Ba'osos man. Tzarech Heter. He needs to be matir that neder. Just like any neder that you take, you need to go to a basin to be matir the neder if you don't want to keep the vow anymore. So too, when it comes to a minhug that you took upon yourself, something was mutter, you took it upon yourself to treat it as if it was Osar, as an act of precious, as a way of you trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you thought, whatever was your motivation for the minug, for the neder, that's binding mitam neder. Sounds like from the Gemara that's midrabbanan. And if you want to retract from that, you need to do hataras nedarim. That's what it sounds like for the Gemara. And this halacha is paskind in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look in source 3, this is in Hilchos in Yerodeya, Hilchos nedarim, Sibin Reishia Dalet, source 3, the Shulchan Aruch codifies this Gemara. Dvarm hamutarim v'hayodim hem shem mutarim nahogu bem iser. Something that was which is mutter, and others and people knew that it was mutter. Nevertheless, they acted as if it was usher. They accepted upon themselves that it should be usher. Habi ki'ilu kibla aleim b'neder. It's as if they accepted upon themselves this as a prohibition, as a neder. V'usher lahatiram lahem. And it's usher to be matir. They have to be matir neder, but you can't say, oh, you're allowed to retract from the neder unless you do a formal hataras nedarim. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to give some examples. But the simple pshat from the Gemara is that this obligation is only midrabbanan. Now the question is why? Why is it only midrabbanan? You can have a neder when you accept it upon yourself explicitly. And you should be able to have a neder which you accept upon yourself implicitly by the way that you you act, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says later on in that source that when you act a certain way, some of the posts can say three times, or the Shulchan Aruch says mitchila, if you had da'as that you want to observe this minhag, it becomes a neder midrabbanan. But why is it only midrabbanan? Why do you have to? Well, it sounds like from the Gemara that for a neder to be binding midaraisa, you actually have to say it.
I mean, the Torah says, Ish kidor neder la Hashem o yishava shivua. You have to make the neder. You can't. The Torah set, like, the preamble to the Nedarim is that you say a neder.
Excellent. So very good.
I don't know why the Gemara, Shnemar lo yachal devar.
So lo yachal devaro is...
I don't know why, if it's really Durabana, why did the Braisa quote the pasta?
Because it's an asmachta. It's an asmachta.
So that's the answer.
It's clear from the Gemara that it's midrabbanan. So the question is why, though? So you said because the Torah clearly, the way the Torah formulates the parsha nedarim is through speech. So very good. The Gemara quotes a different pasuk to prove that. In source 4, the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, and Daf Chavavim Beis says, Amar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, a person who has intent to accept upon himself a shvua or a neder, sarach sheyotzi b'svasav. Nevertheless, he has to express it with his words. Shenemar, ignore the aleph, levate b'svasayim. Because the pasuk says, in the parsha of nedarim and shvuas, levate b'svasayim, that the person expresses it with his lips. Levate b'svasayim, you need bitoy svasayim. You need to express the neder and the shvua to be binding Mi da'araisa. The Gemara says, it's a very important Gemara. The Gemara says later on, in the interest of time, maybe we won't read the whole Gemara, but there are two exceptions to the rule. There are two exceptions to the rule that something can be binding b'machshava. Nedarim and shvuos you have to say explicitly to be binding mi da'araisa, but there are two types of nedarim which are binding even if you just think it, even through machshava. One of them is hektish. If a person wants to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara quotes from a pasuk kol nediv lev that's binding even b'achshav. A person really thinks, and I really want to give a certain amount of money to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a shaila, maybe even tzedakah works that way as well. That may be binding. That is binding by hektish, maybe binding by tzedakah. And the Gemara says also by truma. Shuma is nital b'machshava. Nechshav lechem shumaschem, kadagam minagar v'chamin v'yakav. Nechshav lechem shumaschem, the Gemara darshins, the nechshav is lashon machshava, and shuma can be taken b'machshava. A person can think, I have a pile of tevel here, I want that part of it to be truma, that's binding even if you don't actually say it. But nedarim and shvus are binding only if you say it explicitly. So that's why the Gemara on Daf Tezvav by us assumes that minhag tov, even though it's binding mitam neder, it's only going to be midrabanan because you didn't say it explicitly. You acted as if you want to observe it as a neder, but since you didn't say it explicitly, it's only going to be midrabanan. So the problem is there is a very famous tshuva of the Chasam Soifer. Very, very problematic. So just a little background. We know that there is a concept of Chalav Akum. What's Chalav Akum? OUD. Definitely, potentially. So, but what's for sure Chalav Akum? Chalav Akum is Chazal or Misakin, that if you have milk that was taken from a cow and no Jew was present at the time of the milking, that milk is usher and it's considered Chalav Akum. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe the non-Jew mixed in some non-kosher milk from a non-kosher animal, maybe a camel, a pig, whatever it is, mixed it in, and now it's going to be usher for a Jew to drink. He's not going to know because the milk all looks the same. And Chazal prohibited Chalav Akum. That's why you need a Yisrael Ro'ehu. You need a Jew to be present. Good? Okay. Now, there's a major machlokas Rishonim and a major machlokas Aposkim as to what the nature of that Isser is. What's the nature of that Isser? When Chazal formulated the prohibition of Chalav Akum, were they really concerned about the mitzias, the reality of non-kosher milk being available to the non-Jew and he's going to mix it in? But theoretically, if it was impossible for the non-Jew to mix the milk in, let's say, you know, you live in California, and California made a new law that pigs are not allowed to roam around in California. Only cows. Cows are the only animals that are allowed to be on the farm. So there's no pig in sight, there's no camel in sight. So the chashash is really, really far-fetched. It's very, very, very unlikely that there's any non-kosher milk around. So would Chazal prohibit in that case? Or do we say, even though it's very unlikely, even though it's very far-fetched, lemaisa, Chazal assered the milk as long as no Jew is present. It's true, the motivation was a concern of mixing in non-kosher milk, but now the chalav is prohibited as usher, regardless of whether there's a legitimate concern that there is non-kosher milk mixed in. It's a machlokas Rishonim, and it's known as the machlokas between the Radvaz and the Pri Chadash, I'm pretty sure. Or the Radvaz and the Pri Chadash and everyone else. Whether the chalav becomes mutter if there's a very, very unlikely chance that non-kosher milk was mixed in. Okay, machlokas for many, many years. So the Chasam Sofer was arguing that we should be makbid on Chalav Yisrael. And he said that, first of all, we paskin that the milk is usser, even if it's unlikely that non-kosher milk is mixed in. Because he thinks that the pshat is that the Chazal assered the milk. You need a Jew to
watch.
Doesn't care about the mitzvahs. Chazal asked that you need a Jew to watch the milking process. And says the Chasam Sofer, a whopper of a chiddush. He says, and if you assume like the Pri Chadash and those poskim who assume that the milk is only usser if there's a legitimate chance that non-kosher milk was mixed in, the Jews for hundreds of years were observing this chumrah. And they assumed that the milk was usher regardless, even if there was a far-fetched chashash. So says the Chasam Sofer, it becomes a chumrah. If you assume like the Pri Chadash that the milk really was mutter, because it was unlikely that any non-kosher milk was mixed in, but nevertheless, the Jews act as if it was usher, it becomes binding mitam neder, because it was something that was mutter, like the Pri Chadash. They were acting as if it was usher, and says the Chasam Sofer, it's binding mitam neder midoraisa. Midoraisa. What's the problem with that? Because the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Tezvav seems to say explicitly that minhag tov is binding mitam neder bal yachel midrabanan. It's explicit in the Gemara. So how can the Chasam Sofer say that if you have a practice, a minhag tov, that you accept it upon yourself without saying it explicitly. It's binding mitam neder daraisa. So just take a look in source 5. Umasha kasafti shakabalahu neder daraisa. Afal pi shalo asar atzma blushin konam. Mikomokam kol shemekabala atzma laso so davar mitzvah hava da oraisa. Venafkam pi chazut staka. Like the Ram quotes in the Dharma Dafkas. But the problem is, Pichas Mitzvah is a separate story. We'll have to discuss that maybe another time. But the Chassam Sofer seems to be against an explicit Gemara. So there are basically two approaches to this. So either the Chassam Sofer was exaggerating. That's one approach. And he didn't mean it. He actually says in other places, in his other writings, in his Chidushim and Shas, he assumes the Gemara means Midrabanan, like the Gemara says. Not like this Tshuva. But many Hungarian Rabbanim over the past couple centuries tried different creative ways to resolve the Chassam Sofer, this statement of the Chassam Sofer, and the Gemara Dharm. We're not going to get into that, but if you want Mar Makom or something like that, we could discuss that discuss that after. But Lamaisa, it's a very difficult Chassam Sofer. Okay. Now, something very fundamental to keep in mind about Minhag Tov, which is binding Mitam Neder. There seems to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. There seems to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. There you go. Where you could do something else.
I'm coming to sit just to listen.
Okay, we're talking about Nedarim Tezvav Minag Tov binding mitam neder midrabana. We're about to start a new part of it. Okay.
Why does Shulchan Aruch say Devarim Tarim Bahai Yodin Bahem Shem Tarim?
Because let's say they so because the Pashup Shot is that if they thought it was Aser, it was a mistake. So if the whole thing was a mistake, like let's say
Toes, you don't have it's not Makalim.
Right. Meaning, let's say I assume that you have to drink Chalav Yisrael in this case. I assume that I only drink Chalav Yisrael because I assume that there was no heter for OUD. There's no heter for Chalav Stam. And then I realized, what do you mean? Ramosha Feinstein and 90% of Orthodox Jewry drinks Chalav Stam. So, you know, so that's probably not binding. It's only if you knew it was mutter, nevertheless, you observe the Chumrah, so now it becomes binding mitam neder midrabanan. Okay, so we have a steer in Shulchan Aruch, an apparent steer in Shulchan Aruch. In source 3, I'll just say it outside, the Shulchan Aruch said that if a person accepts upon himself to fast during certain days of the year, like during the Aseres Mitshuva or Bahab, and he gets sick one of the days. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if he wants to eat on that day, he has to be Matir Neder. He has to be Matir Neder. Because it's a Minag Tov to fast during those days, during the Aseres Mitshuva, during Bahab. So if a person wants to eat because he's not feeling so well, he has to convene a Beis Din and be Matir Neder in order to eat on that day. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, Reish Yudalid. There's no dispute between the Chaba and the Ramah. It sounds like everyone agrees to that Psak. The problem is, in Source 6, in Hilchas Tainus, the Ramah writes, this is the Ramah, Miu, Tainus Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, Bahab, Shenohagim L'Hisanos Achar Pesach V'sukis, that we know many Jews observe Bahab fasting on the Monday, after Pesach and Sukkot, afilu ba'aseres meitshuva, or he's fasting during the aseres meitshuva, v'ira behem bris mila, and a bris happens. So again, a person has a minhag that they don't eat during Bahab, or they don't eat during the aseres meitshuva. They eat at night, but then a bris happened. Mitzvah lechol v'ein sar hatara. The Ramah writes that it's a mitzvah to eat, and they don't have to do hataras nedarim. Why? Ki lo nagu lis'anos b'chagavna, because the minhag wasn't too fast during those days. So all of the nosa kalim, the shach, focus on the shach.
In those days or in that situation? Meaning when you have a bris.
In that situation. During those days in that situation. Meaning even
during
though,
those days when you have a bris.
Exactly. But the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya and Hilchos Nedarim said that if a person's sick, if a person ends up being sick during those days, they have to be Matir Neder. So what's the difference between when the person ends up getting sick during the Aseres Mitshuva, where the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to be Matir Neder if you want to eat during those days, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Hilchos Tainus, where he says that if a bris falls out on Bahab or during the Aseres Mitshuva, when you have the minhag to fast, you don't have to be Matir Neder. What's the difference between the fast and when you fall ill?
And a bris, the bris is whose bris?
any bris. So just mitzvah.
You're not talking about the ball bris.
See, anybody tending the bris or the ball bris?
V'ira behem bris mila. It sounds like there's a sudas mitzvah.
I mean, the ball bris would eat on a regular fast also, right?
Because depends on which type of fast. Not on Tisha B'Av or on Tisha B'Av Nidcha. Not a regular Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Nidcha because it's Yom Tov Shalah. Yom Tov delay, right? But regular Tishah B'Av Yom Kippur. So fine. But it's lav dafka his bris. It's anyone's bris. It's a sudas mitzvah. So what's the difference? So it's not my question. The Shach and the Dagel Mervava ask this question. So we're going to focus on the answer of the Dagel Mervava. The Shach gives a very difficult answer to understand. The Dagel Mervava gives a very important answer. Halacha l'maisa. This is very, very relevant. Says the Dagel Mervava in source 10 on the 7 on the other side. He quotes the Shach, and he says, Dvarim dechukim, we're not going to get into the Shach, what the Shach says, but he thinks the Shach's yishuv, the Shach's resolution for the Seir and Shulchan Aruch is very difficult to understand. Ulani is daiti nire, degabi bris mila, eno chozer bo min hago legamri. Says the Dagel Mervava, when it comes to the bris mila, the bris fell out on Bahab. The guy doesn't intend to retract, to renege on his minhag. A bris fell out. So the bris fell out, he wants to observe his minhag, but right now he's going to eat at the bris. He intends to continue observing his minhag of observing Bahag. He intends to continue observing his minhag of fasting there Aseres Mei Tshuva. But a bris fell out, so he's going to eat. Ela sha'ata besudas mitzvah ochel ula osid shuv chozer leminhago. In the future, he's going to go back to observing his minhag. V'hu adin and irlo eza mechlash v'rotz lechel hayom. Says the Dagel Mervava, the same is true when it comes to if a person has sick and they want to eat on one day, but they intend to continue observing their minhag after they get better. The Dagel Mervava, the Nodi Yehuda, says that if the person intends to go back to observing the minhag just right now, they want to eat, that's okay. You don't even need hataras nedarim. Aval ha-mechaber kan, but the mechaber in Hilchos Nedarim, who says that you need to be matir neder if you want to eat when you get sick, that's talking about a different case. That's Mairi, she'enu bari v'rotz alachzor legamre, v'shul loshov l'minhag l'olam. That's talking about a person who's sick, and he's like, you know what, I can't do this fasting thing anymore, it's not for me, I don't want to observe this minhag anymore. Says the Shulchan Aruch, over there you need to be matir neder, because you no longer want to observe the minhag. If you no longer want to observe the minhag, then you have to be matir neder. L'kach tzara chatara. Okay, fine. So Lamaisa, what's the pshat in the Dagel Mervava? He says that you have to understand the nature of the obligation of minhag tov, which is binding mitam neder midrabanan, is that you have to, generally speaking, observe this minhag. You have to, generally speaking, observe this minhag. It's something that you have to continue this practice. But if from time to time you have to break the minhag, that's not considered breaking the nether. Because the nether is to try to continue this practice. But if once in a while something happens, they have to break the minhag. For example, let's say a person is very makbid, they're very into davening with the nates, nates achama. They're very into davening at the 6 o'clock Adas Minyan, very holy minyan. So, or the 7:45, either one. But then something happens. They're not feeling so great. They stayed up very late last night, and they feel like they want to daven at Chabad at 10 o'clock down Pico. So do they have to be matir neder? What do you think?
No.
Why not?
That's just a one time.
Oh, so the Dagel Mervava would tell you that no, because you want to keep davening Vasikin. You want to keep davening at 6 o'clock, 7:45. But it's not going to work today because you're not feeling great. But you really, really want to continue the practice. You really want to observe the minhag. You're not violating the minhag then. So you don't have to be matir neder. But if you said, you know, this Vasikin thing is crazy, I can't do it anymore. You know, in the summer months, it's very, very difficult in New York here also. Probably it's really, really early. So, right?
Well, it gets early.
It gets pretty early. It's crazy. I can't do it. I'm getting nauseous when I wake up. So I don't want to observe that minhag anymore. Then you have to be matir neder. That's the pshat and Dagel Mervava. And many posts quote this halacha l'maisa. And this halacha l'maisa. Let's say a person, you know, well, that's the very common example. I had that. I thought I had to be matir neder. And I was crazy sometimes. But l'maisa, I didn't. I could have slept late once in a while.
Why would the Shulchan Aruch say that?
Ikar Klasher and a Sefer.
Right, it's an interesting...
That says Chozer Bo.
It's a big Okimta.
No, I don't know.
No.
He says it. He says Chozer
Bo. Oh, it was only... He has to be Matzer because he's never going to do it again.
Yeah. No, but I think he does. Umisha Rogel Shilo Lecho Basar. So you could have said that what he means is temporarily he's not feeling so great, so he doesn't want to fast this year during the month of Av.
But he doesn't say that. By the bris.
Oh, right.
He doesn't use the same language by the
bris. V'ira behem bris. Right. V'ira behem kilo nogu lisanus. Right. So the dogum revolve is pshat is very meduyik. The shach says something difficult. The shach is mechalik between a bris and getting sick. A person expects a bris to happen, and when they were mekabel the minag tov, they knew that if a bris was going to happen, they were going to eat. Even if it fell out on a day that they were supposed to fast. As opposed to sick, a person doesn't really think about getting sick. You don't plan for that, exactly.
It would be then if you got sick, like, you knew it was a one-time thing, like, you went to the doctor and said, you can't fast today, sir, you're crazy, but you can fast again next week.
Right.
That'd be enough, Kamida.
Right, right, yeah, for sure. That's enough Kamida between the Shachal and the Dogam Revolver, yeah.
The respect of the Shachal makes sense, because when you go into the nether, you're walking into it with intention of what that means.
Right.
So, yeah, meaning you can carve out the exceptions from the beginning.
For sure.
You can't carve out the sickness.
For sure.
That may happen, but there's no,
for
no
sure.
guarantee in how sick you're going to be. Can you fast? Can you not fast?
For sure. So that's why Dogam Ravava thinks it's very dochel, because it's very, very subjective and...
Somewhat, but you could objectively say there is a Sudas Mitzvah, which that would not be part of what I'm... I'm accepting the fast. I would certainly not be accepting the fast if I want to do a Sudas Mitzvah.
Right.
If I'm sick, maybe I won't. I don't know. So therefore, you need a
Hatzar. Right. You don't know how sick you're going to be. Right. That's what you're saying. You don't know how sick you're going to be. No one expects that they're going to be so sick that they're not going to be able to eat. Sudas Mitzvah happens. It happens. You don't know for sure that's going to happen on Bahab. You don't know for sure it's going to happen during the Aseres Mitzvah, but. It's something that's on the radar, as opposed to being sick to the point where you're not able to eat. That's something that was not even planned for. That wasn't something that was yalal adas. Right? That's the Shach's answer. But the Dogam Ravava, and I think Dogam Ravava thinks it's not meduyik in the Shulchan Aruch. It's dochuk. It's subjective. He thinks the ripe shot is that it depends on whether you want to completely retract from the minug, or no, it's a temporary violation of the minug, which is still considered. Observing the practice, and you don't need Hatar Sudarim. Again, very, very relevant halach l'maisa. In light of this Dogam Ravava, there is a kasha on a psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. And this question I heard a long time ago from a rabbi, Bitzal Radinsky, who was a reshiva in Muncie, a big Talmud Chacham. He asked the following question. How much time do we have? 29. Okay, whenever Rabbi Simon stops, then we'll stop. So the halacha is that Shalosh Sudas, we know you're supposed to eat three sudas in Shabbos. So the first two definitely have to have bread. What about Shalosh Sudas? So Shalosh Sudas is a major, major machlokes. We've shown him whether you need bread of Shalosh Sudas. We all try to be machmir to have bread of Shalosh Sudas, but lemaisa it's a machlokes we've shown him. And it's unclear in Shulchan Aruch. Since that's the case, since it's unclear whether during Shalosh Sudas you need bread, let's say a person forgets to say Ritzeh during benching. If a person forgets to say Ritzeh during the first two Sudas of Shabbos, you have to repeat benching. What about Shalosh Sudas? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that since bread is not definitely necessary for Shalosh Sudas, if a person forgets Ritzeh, they don't have to repeat benching. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah, very halach l'maisa. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, and we're rushing right now just to get this in, says the Aruch HaShulchan, but since most of Klal Yisrael, or whoever amongst Klal Yisrael, accepted upon him or herself to have pas, to have bread during Shalosh Sudas, now it's binding mitam neder, minag tov is binding mitam neder, they are observing the minag tov of having bread during Shalosh Sudas. Now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if he forgets Ritzeh, you have to repeat benching. Why? Because now you have to eat pas. You have to eat bread. It's true in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether you have to eat bread But now the person accepted upon himself to eat bread. Now he has to eat bread at Shal Shudis. If he repeats, if he forgets Ritzay, he has to repeat benching. Let's read inside. Vimkein Nehidra Rabin in source 8. Nehidra Rabin Rabbi Yosef Pasuk to Stam Dein Sarach Lachs or Mbe'a Safe, Kamuvan. Aval Misha Kibel Lav Lachova, Lechel Gimel Seudos, Vadai Tsarach Lachs or Kevin the Svirle Ladina Shechayev Lechel. Since the person now accepted upon himself, he has to repeat benching. So the obvious difficulty, I think the obvious difficulty with this psak of the Aruch HaShulchan is when a person accepts upon himself a minhag tov, the nature of that obligation is a minhag. It's his minhag tov. It's true. It translates into a certain practice, but it's still just a minhag. So right now, the person accepts upon himself to eat bread at Shal HaShudis. His minhag is to eat bread at Shal HaShudis. But it doesn't become a chiyuv for him of like a regular chiyuv pas b'seuda. He has to eat bread at Shal HaShudis. But it's not the nature of it is not because of Shabbos. It's not because of Shal HaShudis of Shabbos. It's because it's his minhag tov. So because of his minhag tov, that's not going to be mechayiv him to now, if he forgets Ritzay, not to repeat benching. That's maybe, right. It's two separate chiyuvim. When it comes to the first two suudas of Shabbos, the nature of that obligation is because of suuda Shabbos. So therefore, if you forget Ritzay, you have to repeat benching. But the third suuda, now that he's mekabel himself to eat bread, if he forgets Ritzay, he shouldn't have to be benching because the nature of his obligation is not because of suuda Shabbos, it's because of his minhag tov, which is bal yachel. Bal yachel is midr abanan. What does that have to do with him repeating benching? The Mishnah Berurah argues, this is a difficult psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, something to think about. Okay. Yashikai Chavra. Oh, yeah.